Good evening, everyone. Before I get started, I would like to tell you guys my story and how I became a Christian, like how I got here. So growing up, I wasn't really a churchgoer. I believed in God, but I didn't really go to church as a kid. We didn't start going to church until my mom met Rick. Rick was going to a church all the way in L.A., why we would go to church in LA, I'm not sure, but after a while, we figured it was like too much of a drive, so we started coming here, and to be honest, I wasn't really, I wasn't really coming to church because I wanted to come to church. Really, I came to church because my family came to church, so that's why I would come to church, and I think the turning point for me was my first year of YBC. Just seeing all the love and friendship people had for each other was something that I've never really experienced before, and something that drew me in. And that's where I got baptized too, by Greg Houston. And since then, my life has been great. I definitely owe it all to you guys. You guys have helped me grow and mature as a person, and I just thank you. So enough about me. Let's talk about Jesus. The thing I want to talk about is, what does it mean to be like Jesus? And I would like to start by reading Luke. If you could turn your Bibles to Luke 6, verse 27 to 36. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. It's easy to love those who are, like, nice and stuff. But Jesus tells us not only to love our brothers and sisters, but to love those who do wrong to us, to love our enemies. He tells us to do things without expecting anything in return. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if someone strikes me in the face, like, I might get a little angry, but Jesus says, if someone slaps you in the face, give them your other cheek. It can be hard to love your enemies, but this is the type of love that God wants us to show to others. Again, if you could turn your Bibles to Philippians 2, starting from verse 3. Philippians 2, starting from verse 3. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave. He was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Something that we were talking about this morning in class is the type of humility that God had. We were talking about the story of when Jesus was washing his disciples' feet and how willing he was to serve. Something we did in YBC in the high school classes, they made us wash each other's feet. I remember being like a little hesitant, like, I have to wash like this smelly feet. But Jesus, without even thinking about it, got on his knees, and he washed his disciples' feet. I think this is the type of attitude we should have to serving others without thinking twice, to just do it without being hesitant. And yeah, that's my lesson.